What?
Watch my fucking mouth. We can name that the title of the episode if you want. Being that the temperature is increasing, I don't know where our listeners from, where you reside. We record this shit here in Louisiana, and it gets real, real hot here.
Yeah, you got on a whole jacket and jeans.
But I'm not where the people I'm about to talk about be at. So that leads me to the introduction, what we're going to come on this thing talking about. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think, let's say your line of work was the plant or roofing work, whatever that requires you to work outside in Louisiana sun, how long do you think could you to support your family?
So
you can fool with that?
I have fooled with that. I drove
give us some intel.
During the pandemic I started, and I did like 2.5 years of I wouldn't say the worst fucking thing in my life because it saved me from not having a job. But they couldn't pay me $100 an hour to go back and do that shit. It was just too much just unnecessary bullshit you gotta deal with that just it's like, bro, why? Why is all of this even part of the job? And the fluctuation of when you're getting off, not knowing what the day gonna be like before you get there. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, for sure.
But I know what I had to do.
The plant worker's gonna fool with me for this one, but I think it should be a such thing as I don't think they pay these boys enough and these women enough to do this hot ass work. You know, man, when the temperature get to a certain degree, bro, I worked in a plant multiple times on separate occasions as a young buck.
I remember.
You know, and that I'm right now. You feel me? I'm 25. Bro, I'm not doing that.
Oh, no.
You could count me out. I'm okay, how much they paying, what they doing. I ain't with it, dog. I'm not with it. They can't pay me enough to be in that. You baking, your life changed, bro. You gotta be okay with the darkness of your face, you know, being increased because the sun is just, it's overbearing.
Like, I'll tell you this.
And I wasn't even out there doing shit. We wasn't doing nothing. We was just out there in the sun.
I have a classmate. Travel nurse, right? Dog, she be going everywhere. Right? She be about her money. You know what I'm saying? I get with that. But you really gotta be, I remember her recently, she said something people be asking her about, how to get on with the woo, and it was like, sometimes it be a problem with people because people not really ready to turn their whole life around to do that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Be gone for a while, way off somewhere, still doing what you went to school for, but you way off over here, then you over here to do that, but you get paid. But you really got to be prepared to do that type of shit, So I definitely amend people that do the different jobs like that, because it takes up a person.
No, it really does. It really does. There's an old song, people make the world go round, dog. And they really do. Because, without those people, we would be in much worse situations. But yeah, shout out to them because it couldn't be me. Literally shout out to them because it couldn't be me. I couldn't be the guy who drive 14 hours in a truck. I can't do it, dog. Salute you. Salute to your sister. I can't do it.
Salute to y'all, man.
That ain't my line of work. You feel me? What you got?
Great intro, man. I ain't got no music started into, man. We kind of push for time and shit like that, so we get straight to it. What you want to start with?
Let's get right into it, bro. It's March.
March, man.
You already know.
We're going to say that for later.
Let the lick read. What we at with it?
I want to start with BMF.
Let's do it.
I got some notes.
Yeah, you must want to get into something about BMF.
Let's start off with, how about the fact that, what the fuck is up with Terry and Lala? They keep teetering this line of Terry's a fucking high schooler and she's a grown woman with a career job, and I'm not understanding the correlation here.
And whoever Boom is, her old man, is whooping our ass in the meantime.
And then apparently
on the spare hours.
He's the plug. blog.
Right, apparently so.
So.
But, dog, I don't know. You know, I got multiple questions about this show.
Just little holes in the pocket regards. I'm like, what the fuck is up with this?
The Terry thing, I just want to say, I think Lala got some of the best Lala in the world. You feel me? We're not going to say what it say on whatchamacallit, but from.
I'm a known felon of being a fan of Lala, so.
According to. The way Terry behave, you feel me? You a man, I'm a man. The way Terry behave,
getting on him behind her, bro, it's the funniest part. Yeah, you,
it's like she got him skin whipped.
Hey, bro.
Hey.
So if you tender dick,
that just look. We all know somebody like that.
Yeah, we've all been there.
We done been there. That's crazy. Yeah, Shardy done had you stuck.
Like, they know how to act.
Terry, I need your help.
And on the way.
And he hopping, jumping fences for the dust.
Nah, I tell you this, though. His DM was about to go club both of them with that goddamn rollerblade.
Hey, shout out to BM. She played that gangster. I love the fact that she didn't indulge in.
Because what the fuck did you even go to the police for? You wouldn't go tell him shit.
Hey, look, man. Look.
No.
Almost don't count, dog. In that regards, almost don't count. You can ask Terry, would he prefer them to almost talk to him or to talk to him? You feel me? Yeah.
He went there. So that means there's more motive for them to keep pushing at you. No. They gonna definitely keep pushing at
you. I'm talking about my boy, Charles.
Bought himself to Charles.
Oh, my God.
Charles got caught with the receipt.
Man, look, Charles giving men a bad name. You feel me? Like,
I tell you this though, Mabel, that's her name, right?
Mabel Jones.
Mabel is a bold bitch. Cause I tell you now, you wouldn't come to my house doing no shit like that. You crazy?
Maybe ask about that skillet. Lord, man. Jesus Christ. She came to the crib with it.
The weather I get, excuse me, get the fuck out of my kitchen.
Mm-mm. Well, look, I'm gonna unwet you because we not doing it here.
What a fucking plot twist though, to know that this is Lucille's fucking friend. From the church. Goddamn.
Shit crazy, bro.
The friend from the church.
Lucille caught that boy high and dry, caught that goddamn receipt slipping. And you know you done fucked up with it, Charles.
Yeah, and that was a terrible lie. I picked up the wrong receipt, Charles.
Yeah, I hear you. That's because you was doing too much work.
Yeah.
She had him gone too, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Charles and Terry got that in common.
Yeah.
Then when they start sticking, they don't know when to stop.
Oh, I feel the same way about Snowfall. We'll get to that, though.
They don't know when to stop.
We'll get
to
that.
We can also get Snowfall,
because I got some shit about that, too.
Yeah, I'm going to start off with this. We going to jump to Snowfall real quick?
No, we finished with BMF.
Go ahead. What else you got with BMF?
That's a big point. Anything that really...
You won't get into Lamar's character. I'm sorry, dog, for all of the harm that Lamar caused in the neighborhood. We'd have had to call the police home.
I'm confused.
Like, it gotta be something. Like, bro, at this point, he didn't kill 6 people. I'm trying to see when the body's gonna turn up and point to him. Like,
they found out about the
he didn't kill
the heavyset dude.
Yeah, I'm like, he killed him. He fucked that dude up.
The dude by the car. That's the only one they know about. They still don't know about the heavyset dude. They have not uncovered that mystery yet.
Yeah.
So it was like. You think she was supposed to pop him when he came to the house?
Yeah, I do. But I think that's going to backfire on him.
I ain't going to lie, though. He was about to catch her when he was in the bathroom.
And go crazy.
Yeah.
He just, whenever I see him arrive, you know, whenever there's a Lamar scene, I'm like,
it's
shit.
It almost gives me that Debo.
Yeah, it's about that bad. But it's worse than that.
Yeah,
worse than that.
A little more sinister.
And he's sick with it. I mean, the man rocks 6 gold chains like he a nice person.
It's Debo with a mix of Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, it's definitely Freddy Krueger-ish.
Yeah, Debo with a mix of Freddy Krueger.
It definitely got some of that in that shit.
Debo Krueger.
Mm-hmm. Where you think they at with it in terms of the acting? You think it you know, it's a job well done? I'm a fan so far.
I like the fact of the whole thing with 50 does with getting, like, hip hop faces into shit, like you got Cash Doll, you got Method Man and Tariq shit, you got going blank on his name, Joy Badass in the Kanan show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that. Jalen Rose was in the show. You know what I'm saying? Young Miami's in that show. You know, like, I like that. I can't even lie to you. I like that. I think that's gonna open the door for them to get other, you know, similar style roles.
Right. Yeah. Them to feature other avenues. At the end of the day, it's all about us putting us on to other opportunities. So I mean, if that's how it's come out, I'm for that, because that's you giving people a line of work who may have not had that opportunity.
Right. You
know.
Then you giving people a chance to just
taste
what it's like to be on that other side,
on that level of it, yeah.
Into the acting world, you know, they won't be a full out actor, actress, but you know, we'll see how it was like.
But maybe they do though. You know, at the end of the day, maybe they do. But at the, I could also respect that with 50 Cent and how big he's gotten, dog. 50 Cent came from hip hop. There's probably another 50 Cent in hip hop right now that has that type of eye, that type of work ethic, passion for other avenues, other things they could be doing. Like 50 was always one to expand beyond music. You know, we seen him with the G Unit clothes and the vitamin water and all that shit. How you feel about that? Like as an artist, a rapper, you think it's cool to go beyond your scope of work?
Definitely, especially knowing that in the long run, a lot of times rappers end up saying how they disgruntled with the label or the money is fucked up or whatever the case may be. Like, why not go step into that? Especially if you have an avenue to go, like, on par or whatever. Like, you think about it, even Light Skin Keisha, like, she's not even in the rap game, but like, just open up more avenues for her to go act and shit, you know? Like,
definitely. Dog, I always felt like, you should chase it, you know, and it's always been frowned upon. You see, even with like athletes, whenever they venture off and do something else. Now, granted, a lot of athletes do want to be rappers, and that typically is the thing that they decide to go off into. But you know, it's been some success. You know, like, you'd be a fool to say Dame can't spit. Dame really can spit. Like, you know, that's really something he can do. Man, like a guy like Jordan Clarkson. He really can dress. He's like a fucking fashion icon, but he's also an NBA player. And it's like, yeah, people may snuff at that, but it's a bunch of people with money. They can't dress. Man, Jordan Clarkson put that shit on. Shout out to Jordan Clarkson.
Hey, shout out to B-Mickey, though. He fucked up in the end by putting your boy in the closet, but he was going to make shit right. And I admire the fact that he didn't go trying to run back to meet you. Like, to, you know, he was like, man, he fucked me over. Get back.
Yeah.
Meech pull up on him, but nigga, he had it on his mind.
I like his character. I like his character. I do.
I think he was solid. I think he's back in the mix. I think interesting to see what Brian's gonna do now with that happening. Say that.
Right, cause he gonna do something.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He gonna do something. That's a dirty motherfucker, that boy. Hey, his face gave me a certain stigma too. I just associate him with bad, disgusting, and lying ass behavior. On Detective Jen. Sorry if anybody didn't know that, but yeah, that's gonna happen. That's some sick shit, you know, to see that. Then he got up in her, slid him to the side and got up in her.
Hey, I'm like,
got all up in her ear with it. I'm like, y'all couldn't have bad. Where you at it with Snowfall?
Fucking Leon Franklin, that's what I
want to
talk about. Leon Farrakhan.
What's
up with him? Like,
hey man, I like Leon's character. I love Leon's character.
I like Leon's character.
Why you don't like Lee's character no more?
Because it's like, dog, what you like at this
point? Hey man, the man that went to Africa and seen a different view of life.
And you, okay, so before they left Africa, if I'm not remembering correctly, weren't they already saying like, man, back home ain't gonna be the same, and woo-doo-woo-doo, and you know, you ain't gonna be able to change people and all that, but you still try. But it's like, you going to fight your boy,
Big Dion?
Yeah, you asking for trouble, bro. Now you know, dude said, me back home, long as you ain't getting in the mix with Franklin, bro, we good. You aren't trying to defend street lights, bro, leave that shit alone. They've been doing it all the time, you've been gone, bro, leave it be. You know you can't fix it at this point. You a lone soldier, fam. There's no Franklin to come back.
I feel you. You feel like he has a hopeless character.
At this point.
Or he's like over hopeful. Like he a little overzealous with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Jerome told me, take this dumb shit with you. Like, you know, and it's not dumb shit, but it's like, it's too far gone at this point. Like, you talk about Franklin that stole the work and the bread. And
my personal opinion of the show.
Like,
I don't know if the death of John Singleton affected it or what. Man, it's trash now. If I'm just this season six has been like
mediocre.
Yeah, it's been very much mid compared to the beginning, and I was loving on you in the beginning, you know, despite the fucking tiger that came into the episode at random. They didn't need that. I'm sure multiple people have spoken on that, but I was rocking with you at that point. Now, this shit they got going on now is kind of long, drawn out, and whack. Like,
I think what was really sped up that I think people would have maybe appreciated is the whole thing about his wife, fiance, whatever. Like, dog, now all of a sudden her mom is like this ultimate, like, undercover, like, bank fraud motherfucker. Like, where she come from? Where the wife came from?
Right, where the skills come from?
Yeah, like, come on, bro.
Yeah, it seemed slab drawn and thrown together.
Every time she's featured, like, in a scene, like, dominating, I'm like, man, get off the fucking screen. Like, we don't even know you like that. Like, you ain't put no work in. You got no longevity in this show.
Man.
Like, you a side character. Keep it between you and Franklin. We need to get time talking about, oh, I set up the, you have to leave dinners and shit to lock up deals. It's not your role, woman. Not like that, but you know. In this instance. Like, you too brand new. Jerome is all time funny for me, I'm sorry. Like,
He is. His character get on my nerves, though.
How you think it's gonna go down with Kane and Franklin after that shootout? Because they found out it was your boy. Dude that he burnt face in the kitchen. Franklin burnt. It was them. But Leon, get up out of there, man. Get up out of there.
Yeah, Leon was been supposed to get up out of there. I hope Wanda don't relapse, but that was also a big pain in the show.
Yeah, it was. I think it was crazy though. I like how the scene went, just the camera angles, you know. But I don't know. It's a lot of loose ends. I think they're trying to make all fit together that just don't work. Like, you talking about they were scared as shit when Kenny came out of jail out of nowhere. Now all of a sudden they're working together, like, over what, really?
Right. Fast, though. Like, everybody listening to everybody going along with it. Yeah, it's very sloppy.
They were working with Kenny. Now all of a sudden Kenny willing to listen to whatever Franklin's saying to do.
Right. Yeah. I feel like that about the show too, though.
Yeah.
What we got next on the draw list?
Are there things that you don't like to share?
All the time.
No, I'm talking about like specific things, like maybe a certain type of candy or chips.
Shit
like that, like something like specific. I have that with a couple things. Like
candy. Yeah, let me go ahead and put this out here. Shout out to my girl. If you don't know my girl, mind your fucking business. If you do, then you know what I'm talking about. I'm about to let y'all in on a little something involvement in our love life. Love my girl with all my heart. But she got this issue of not wanting to. We both partake in the fruits of greenery. You know, we both smoke that gas, so to say. You know, I roll up. She smoked weed. She doesn't roll up. I got an issue with that. I got a real big issue with that. I just feel like I'm always using my hands. I'm always rolling up and shit. And, you know, sometimes I you know, it's a pack of guards. You know anything about the guards, they come two in a pack. So when I break one down, I break two down. I roll me two blunts up. Had smoke one, and she may smoke the other one. But I'm like, how come you never roll up? Like, you never own the roll up, you know? Like, you always smoking, my dog, but you never roll up. I'm sick. I'm sick of that shit, bro. I walk into the house, the weed right there. I'm like, why you didn't roll up? Something happened? What happened?
I'll be honest with you. I really can't defend your side of it because for a long time, that was me. I just couldn't roll. They know how to. So.
Oh no, she could roll.
There would be instances where I may have the weed, but I got to link up with somebody that can roll to smoke, and I was okay with that. But couldn't roll. So even in my personal life, like my ex, like, you know, I couldn't roll. So everything would depend on how to roll up. So I'm sitting there, just I break it down, I bust the butt out, whatever, but I can't roll.
You know how shorty is amongst people. She thinks she a fucking weed connoisseur, but you never roll up, so you not. You just a weed smoking connoisseur. But that's one of the things. I don't like really sharing my weed with her. I kind of have an issue with that. Not necessarily the weed, but the roll up. I do need some therapy behind it. This is real intimate with me.
That sounds like
food. Yeah, don't ask me for shit.
No, I'm not talking about like whole food. I'm talking about like purple Skittles. I'm not a fan of sharing those. Like I would tell you, like
me either. So much to the point that I buy those on individual basis. Like I buy shit like that when I know nobody gonna be around. Like I'm in my car, I'm going somewhere. It's just me. Like, yeah, I'm gonna get Skittles and this and that. I don't share. Yeah.
Nothing personal. I just don't share this. I don't.
And information, you know, like. No, I'm not always willing to share information about me, you know. Like, let's say, let me see, you got a girl.
Yeah.
You tell your girl everything you do?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, everything you do.
Everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some things you just hold vice for Dale. Like what?
Honestly, I'm not a closed book, but I'm not just an open
book. Open book either. Yeah, I just spewing out information to motherfucker. They got motherfuckers like that. I want you to know. They got motherfuckers who that open up with it.
Yeah.
But like, let's say you wanted a daiquiri. You drink daiquiris?
No.
But let's say you did, hypothetically. You stopped and got you a daiquiri on the way from work.
Okay.
Tell your old lady, like, hey, babe, you know I got me a daiquiri on the way from work. You one of them?
No.
No, not necessarily. But if she's like, oh, I see you got a dagger in the car. Yeah, okay, yeah.
No. But, I mean, I wouldn't tell her, like, it's not something I'm going to hide from her and shit. Like,
you hide the dagger under the seat type shit.
Shit to walk in the house and stuff. Like, no, fuck it. I'm going
to do it. Oh, my God.
I got a
dagger. Hey, dog. I got a crazy question from you.
What's up?
You ever hit, what's the... How recent, how soon, how long ago you hid something from your parents?
Oh, man, I'm still hiding something. It's possible. Well, I think they do because they see that I'm an adult about it.
Right, so they just don't claim
it. I think that's what my mind is. Fuck, I don't know.
Like, as a kid, like, you ever was hiding some shit like this real critical right here?
Fuck, everything I thought I was hiding, they ended up finding out.
Finding that shit. Oh, finding out about man.
It. So it was, you know. Like, I remember, I forget what exactly it was, but it was some shit that happened when I was in, like, high school, my senior year, some shit like that. And, somebody said some shit they weren't supposed to say. They didn't know or whatever. And it was way after the fact. And my mom's like, hey, I found out what to do. I said, oh, damn, you know, well, yeah. But, I'll see you on to go, mom, you know. But, that's it. I never had nothing like that to really hide from.
Yeah.
Like that,
nah. I did. I remember one time I hid some test papers.
Jesus Christ, nah.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, wait, go ahead.
I hid piss IDs test papers.
So I got to tell you a story about it. So, teacher screwed me one time.
It used to be like, you get A's, you know, you get your grade, whatever the grade may be, but we used to have some shit called accelerated reader and accelerated math. This is like middle school energy, you know. So with the accelerated reader, it was like extracurricular work that you would do in class. It wasn't necessarily no grade, no subject, just some extracurricular shit to see where you read at and, you know, your math standing. So we used to get test on it, you know, every now and then, but it wasn't a grade, like I said. But you'd get a percentage. So, you know, on the accelerated reader math shit, I would test pretty good. So I'm getting like 90s, 95s. Because, I mean, it's on your level. It's kind of based off where you at in terms of these two subjects. So needless to say, when I received my test papers for that week, I had like a few D's. And I might have had an F for some shit that I didn't do. And I was like, man, you know, I'm not risking this. Because, you know, test paper day used to be Friday. Mm-hmm. You bring it, you get it signed over the weekend, bring it back Monday. Y'all fuck my whole weekend up. I can't have it. So I'm on the bus. I'm trying to think of some shit. I'm like, okay. So I got like two D's and an F. So I'm like, fuck, man. I got like two accelerated reader papers and one accelerated math. So I'm like, all right, what if I switch these two motherfuckers out and I put A's on them in the red? No, I'm not changing no grade because you ain't see it. I landed it out for the people. Oh. It was just a percentage. So I got 90 and 95% these A's. Right. But you know, I accelerated reader and math ain't really no fucking test.
Yeah.
My parents, they don't know that shit. Yeah. So I'm going ahead and I'm going about the finesse.
Yeah.
Put some A's on that shit. It's all good. All good. So like, dog, I got away with it. I might have got away with it like three times. So I'm like, oh yeah, I got this shit. Nah, like, fuck, if I get an F, it ain't no big deal. Like, I'm the shit at school. I cut up and I still make good grades. Whatever. Anyway, the end of the semester came, and I had a C, but according to my fucking test papers, I should have none but A's.
Oh,
so now my mom and them, they like, what? The math, this shit don't make no sense. The math ain't laughing. Dog, I had a teacher, this old white motherfucker named Miss Hawks.
Oh, Lord. Dr. Miss Hawks, we're doing a noble thing.
Yeah, shout out to, as she thought she was doing, but I ended up bullshitting my way through that too. I don't remember what I told him, but it ended up making some type of sense. But yeah, I got off on that.
So you ever tried to change your grade like on the paper?
I may have thought to, but I don't think I ever went through with it.
Okay.
No. Cause you know, once you change the grade on paper, the teacher's still gonna get that shit. So it's like, she gonna see that you changed it and then what? You gotta change it and then change that bitch again, then she gonna see the white out on it, so now you really gonna be in trouble. Boy, yeah, it's just too much.
I'm with the king of telling my mom I took my I read my book and took my AR test, all that accelerated reading, we had that shit too. I was like, yeah, I took my test. Meanwhile, the whole time she emailing teachers and shit, she was bit on that. I wasn't even in high school yet. Like, what are you doing, mom? I'm like, damn it, let me live a little.
I'm like, damn, let a nigga breathe.
Yeah, like, come on. Like, I'm starting to feel myself, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see what these hoes talking about. What? And you have been worried about some test papers and shit.
Accelerated
reader and
like,
shit.
What the fuck? Is it even like a legit class?
They can't even fail me for this.
So, man, I remember one time, bro, I told mama I took my test or whatever. Man, why did she print out the fucking email and just put it on the bed for me? She's like, I'm coming to school Monday. I said, Jesus Christ. It was Friday.
Lord Jesus.
It was Friday,
dog. I am due.
It was Friday. No. It was Thursday. She said, come to school tomorrow. I said, Jesus Christ. And she said, if something ain't right, I'm a dog. Mom got to school, dog, was in a computer lab. Y'all have one of those?
Yeah. Hey, I'm about to tell you some bullshit after this.
Wait, no, you gotta hear this shit. My mom and my dad come to school, right? I'm like, fuck. My dad usually don't come. I'm like, God damn it, why are you coming?
Oh, they come and get on your ass. It's all embarrassment right here.
Yeah, so me, my mom, my dad, teacher in the computer lab. My mom asked if I took my test. No, he didn't get this. What do you say? Mom turned around, look at me, dog. She whacked the fuck out of me in my mouth. Punched me in my mouth.
Oh,
dog.
At school?
And nobody else was in there, but dog, hey, she got me good, my G. It looked, white woman, gasp. My dad was like, she's all right. She's not going to break nothing. Boy, she got me good.
Dog, that's crazy. So look.
Like, my mom was like that. Like, I had a teacher, bro, my English teacher. I was in this fucking shadows, dog. She was cool as fuck, dog. Short teacher, like from Abbott Elementary. Super short like that, so like no bullshit, right? Mad cool, dog. I had an A in this woman class, but I had the class with all my gang was in there.
Gang was in there.
It was English, bro. Like,
which was cutting
hard.
Up.
Cutting up. I had an A. What you really gonna do with me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Move me to the side with myself. Still got an A, still getting my shit off. Like, what you really gonna do? I'll get my bag in here. Like,
like
do
sleep.
Son, dog, why one day I'm in the spot by the door, right? By myself. Everybody else in alphabetical order and shit. I'm on my lonesome. Other partner, he in the corner by her desk. He's so bad with it, right? Dog, why? Come on, intercom and say, hey, Michelle, did you have a visitor here? Why she kind of looked at me? Oh, you can send him back. I mean, I ain't paying nothing to it, right? Got an open door for whoever coming to the door anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Man, so why I opened that door? My mom was standing there. Dog. my heart hit the
sunk in that ground. Ass. Yes, boy, indeed.
I'm like, so I'm in the doorway. My mom right here. I'm in the classroom. I look at my teacher. Look at my mom. Look at my teacher. Like, my mom's Kevin Hart. I'm like, no fucking
like
way,
y'all really on some lame shit.
Dog, mom sat behind me, son, on some Coach Carter shit, son. No bullshit. The whole class period. I'm like, wow.
So look,
you really played that. Then look, teacher coming out the class over shit, right? Me and mom been emailing the whole semester. The whole semester. Don't y'all fucking pen pals now?
Right. Like, you, ma'am, do you understand how lame that is?
I'm like, Miss Chavis, I got a whole A in here. Like, what's up with that?
Like, you wasting your time.
She
you need
like,
to be.
But you can't go to the next level and all that. You know that pep talk. You're like, oh, fuck. But
this ain't about this. Let's live in the present. Yeah, let's be in the present with it.
And then the crazy part about it, son, she used to be laughing at us sometimes. She couldn't help but laugh at the stupid shit we'd be saying and doing. So it's like, bro, you in this on this too. But you.
Yeah, this part of your lame ass.
Yeah. But look, let's get the sport, bro. We gotta kind of wrap it up.
I got one more.
What's up?
Before we get into that. So you remember the leap test?
Yeah.
You take the leap test in what? Eighth grade, right?
We took it in fourth.
Fourth.
No, we took it in eighth
grade. Yeah, you took it in eighth grade. You take it in eighth grade.
Yeah, I took it in fourth and eighth. But at least after I left, I think it was only 8th grade.
Right. So the 8th grade leap test.
Yeah. Was hard as fuck. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, damn, this shit busting me. Fuck.
You know how they say that shit not designed for black kids. Yada yada yada. Whatever. I don't know the logic behind that. But whatever. That's just something I heard. Needless to say, bitch, we had the leap test. And the next, you know, I was playing AAU basketball. Because, you know, that shit, you would take the leap test kind of like not right now, but in a few months, kind of to the end of school.
Yeah.
So,
like in April.
Yeah. So, around that time, you know, AAU season kicked off. We had practice. I don't know. We was just talking about it. We had leap. So, we had took off from practice that entire week, let our kids focus on taking the test.
Right.
Come back the next week, everything all good. Results come in like a week after, whatever. Needless to say, we got a tournament this next week.
Yeah.
Dog, when the results for the leap test came out, we got a roster. We got like 12 players. Nigga, 3 people showed up to practice. I was one of them. It's me, my dad, and my head coach. That was it.
Man, you.
And it was like 2 of the players showed up. Like two of the players showed up. The other 9 players on our team, they didn't know what they was gonna do. I'm like. So these kids had summer school, so we literally had to like work around that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a week off here, take a week off there.
Yeah.
Cause everybody had failed the fucking leap test. We had white players on our team, they had failed the leap test too.
Damn.
It was the craziest shit I ever seen, dog.
My school, I wanna say they had in 4th grade they had like 1 person didn't pass and they missed it by like a couple points. And then 8th grade almost everybody passed.
Dog, summer school was jumping.
Yeah.
That boy, at that time, summer school was popping because them niggas had failed the shit out of that leap test. But go ahead on to the sports talk. Let's get into the madness.
Well, yeah, introduce it. I gotta take this real quick. Introduce the madness. Yeah. What?
So, yeah, with that being said, man, I know a lot of people, they may not understand the hype around college basketball.
It's lit, man. March is the time of college
basketball. Yeah, this some of the greatest times right
the
now.
The same way August, September is the start of football. This really, to me, not to say the start of basketball, but then you get from this, you go into the playoffs for the NBA. This is really prime time basketball.
Yeah, this like apex sports right here because, see, what you're looking at is a tournament. You know, it's a tournament of 64 teams.
Yeah, give them the sauce.
And what is 1 through 16? Seeds 1 through 16. So you have
4 regions.
Yeah, you have 1 playing 16, 2, 15, and so forth. Man, it just means so much to those schools individually, but it gives the smaller schools an opportunity to be recognized. Let's say if you can upset the 2 seed or the 3 seed, you know, it gives your school an opportunity to be recognized on the biggest stage, you know, because it's a good possibility that a lot of people watch this game. A lot of people bet their money on this game.
And even outside of betting, like, this even on the athlete outside of like you see guys like make a name for themselves and you know like just the one game chance like for example like one could say that CJ McCollum they upset Duke he balled on
Yeah, I do. I wanted to bring that into play too. This is a second chance opportunity for a lot of teams, a lot of programs, a lot of teams. You know, you're gonna see teams that may have went 22-9. Say they went 22-9. They got 9 losses, but 6 of them was against really, really good teams. You know, they maybe had a letdown here and there, but they get to the tournament and they catch fire. They may run the table, even though all season this was one of the better teams. They just didn't get to showcase it for whatever reason. It can go the same way for a player. Man, you're talking like some of the best players in the league now made their name. Exactly. They made their name off their tournament run. You know, off their success in the postseason. Drew Holiday, you know, I think is a player like that. Just those type of players, you know, make that impact late. They may have not been seen on a on the biggest stage, but
that you never thought you'd see.
Yeah,
UCLA playing against
UL,
you know, UL going dance.
Yeah,
you know, Tulane got a chance if they get there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like when you tournament, you go. Sometimes you get in there based on your conference, etc. You know what I'm saying? But you in.
You Once win. You win.
Everything on the table.
And everything's on the line. Your school's you know, 1-64, and chances of winning a national championship.
Be the best team in the conference. Best player can't get it going.
Y'all, you could lose first round.
It's a wrap. Y'all going home. One game. You only get one shot. One mic, man.
Yeah, it brings forth a lot of hype. Let's get into Ja Morant.
Let's do it. Not being reinstated, but they're saying he's not going to do the 50 games. I definitely didn't think he was going to do 50 games. Not this late in the season. This was earlier, like,
because they don't want him to do the 50 games. Exactly.
But if this was like pre All Star break, early on, beginning of the season, he's doing 50.
For sure.
They gotta set the precedent. I'm gonna say,
I think if it happened in the offseason, they would find a way for 50 games. I just say with this much stock, the success the Grizzlies done had already, the looking forward to, you know, we was just looking forward to Grizzlies going to the playoffs, making a run. I mean, if not anything. So kids wearing the boy jersey every time you look up. It's too much to not have present, you know.
We were just saying how, like, once Bron and KD and them boys and Steph get out the league, it's not going to really be one face in the league. It's going to be a bunch of faces overall. You know, like, Ja's one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I honestly think that with it being such a player-driven league and these young players being young, I think that's why I need to go back, you know, to that. Got to do a year of college at first. Just, you know, you do something growing up when you go to college, bro. Like, even if you're there just for the basketball season, you do something growing up from high school to college. Versus you going straight from high school, you going to
a
G League, you in the pros at 19.
I get that.
You know, you
I
don't
mean,
want to manage money.
One could say the role, issue et cetera. With a lot of, because basically with the NBA, outside of the, maybe the first 3 picks,
yeah,
a lot of them guys be projects. They be 1-year projects, 2-3-year projects. Even a player like Jaylen Brown, that shit took a long time. It took Jaylen Brown 2-3 years to get to a 20-point average. So with that being said, I'm not sure college is or the NBA shit, like, straight to is best for these kids. I mean, I look at the NFL and there you have to do 2-3 years in order to come out. I look at the players, as soon as they get there, they go. You know, even the quarterbacks. Like, yeah, if you like that, you like that. Exactly. You typically go. A number 26 NBA pick, that kid going to the G League.
Yeah.
If we just being real, he's not ready. He's not ready. Jordan Poole coming out of college was not ready. You know, you see some potential. But at the end of the day, it's like we'd have more. You know, I think it would make better for a better game. You know, the Rockets wouldn't suck so fucking bad if they had that rule where they come out late. I feel like college basketball with the game itself would be better, because kids miss out on that. The teaching of the game. Like, you watch college basketball, a lot of kids, like, you know, they footwork in the post, they get to the league, they're only good for rolling to the rim, versus you can't put a fucking 6-foot small guy on your back and scoring on a block.
Honestly, I same way in NFL, I feel like those young quarterbacks need that vet in front of them to kind of not even necessarily teach them, but just get them that time to say, hey, you don't have to go out here and start day one. right? Every NBA team, I feel like, needs at least one or two, like, legit vet guys, like, especially on the young teams, like, for example, like, John Wall with the Rockets situation. That may not have been the best example, but it's like, you know, John Wall know where his career is at this point, whether he can go for 25 a night or just 15 and 5 off the bench, whatever, but he can teach those young guys, like, how to approach the game, and like how you were talking in the interview, like, you doing that shit now, like, don't get like that. That's how the league is everywhere. You can get traded to the Spurs, and that shit gonna be different.
That shit is totally different.
Versus going to the Hornets, so then the Bucks.
I feel that, because, you know, I just look at
the game overall. You got here off your talent, but now your talent gotta expand.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? I just look at a good vet. Like a guy like Harrison Barnes, you know, won championships in the league. Yeah. Playing for the Kings.
Like
he's still getting it done, productive. Yeah. But somebody to really show the young cats. Like I just don't think it's a coincidence. He kinda plays the same position as Keegan Murray, the rookie. Yeah. The rookies having success. I feel like that correlates. They pretty much do the exact same thing. Yeah. But when you have somebody in front of you that can show you just how to do this, yeah, you know, how to prepare, how to be ready, how to prep every day. Because the league is a monster.
You go to the top schools in college, in Kansas, Texas, Duke, whatever. That don't teach you how to go on a 5-game road trip against the best of the best, and you gotta bounce back from you playing the Bucks today. You gotta go play Cleveland tomorrow. You gonna play the Knicks in the Garden. You ended with the Bucks. You go home for a night. You going back to Orlando.
And you talking your defensive responsibilities, yeah, like the niggas you may be checking three nights in a row. Kids, bro, you like, may check. It's possible you could check KD, Jason Tatum, and a Jimmy Butler on your 3-game road stretch.
You know, and you got to be able to get off one, get ready for the next one. Like, that shit takes time, and like a vet helps that in live in the moment versus mm-hmm. you're taking the time overall as one individual person. You know, I think Iggy would have been good for that young core at the Grizzlies have, because those dudes have potential to be the next type of warrior dynasty where like they built it from the ground up, and it's not a team that's bought and just in the third.
They do, but in the same breath, they miss that veteran leadership. They really do.
You know? But
what else you got on the pot?
Like, y'all gotta just take a step back and, you know, just, dog, you don't gotta prove yourself to be a tough guy. Well, even if you are, you don't have to prove it to nobody.
And I think there's a lot of notion about the kind of cat he is. You know what I'm saying? I want to speak on that because, dude, I went to a private school. Mm-hmm. Being in a private school don't square you out. Your parents don't being married don't square you out. At the end of the day, you still black. So them people saying you went to a private school, your parents married, y'all shut the fuck up. Y'all don't know what it's like being black. Because I did the same thing.
A lot of the star players in the league went to private schools, too.
Yeah, they definitely did. Like, I mean, I can't think of the name of the school Kyrie Irving went to, but it's Saint something, and I know that's a private school. Same thing with fucking Brandon Ingram, Saint something, private school.
Who gives a fuck with the high school?
Exactly.
Millions in the league now.
Exactly. This shit is not about being hard. It's not about none of that. It's ultimately about this money, keeping it coming in, and keeping your namesake, dog. Like, at this point. Like, this man, John Morant, got a house, and your dad live across the street from you. You ain't trying to fuck that up. Like, come on, kid. Don't fuck that up.
Before we wrap it up, we could save it. Carolina trade for number one pick. Like I told you, if we're not getting Stroud or Richardson off the number one, I think I'm abandoning ship.
What if Bryce Young work out for you? If it work out, you staying. But if it don't, this boom or bust.
Well, here's why I may still jump shit. If it's Bryce Young, do you think it starts day one?
Yes. Okay. Hell yeah.
I think I'd rather him not.
I think they all start day one, personally. Maybe not Richardson, but
Bryce Young start day one.
He's gonna start day one. He's the most prepped. That's not the issue. Dude, the issue with Bryce Young is all size.
Look at what the fuck Arizona dealing with Kyler, bro.
Yeah, I know that, but in the same breath, size ain't
Drew Brees is a fucking one-off, bro. Russell Wilson is a one-off. But he's is bigger he? In size. Yes.
Yeah, but at the same time, dog, it's not like Bryce Young was this nigga running around doing this and that and that and this. I mean, he can, but at the end of the day, he has really good pocket awareness. He's very fucking accurate. So I think he could sit in there and sling.
He's a little more elusive than he is.
No. I wouldn't.
Two is not more elusive than Bryce.
No, and Bryce Young is like crazy better. Like he's.
I like what I saw.
He's the difference. You know what I'm saying? Like in a lot of games.
Situation with Arizona, with the Jets, where like it's a small guy. Like it's hard for the offense to really flow when you got to worry about him sitting over the line and shit, and you know relying on scrambling.
I think that's. I think you'll see the difference between Kyle and Bryce Young. I think you'll really see it, dog. Hey, I believe in the kid, bro. The boy could throw. He's good with that. I just don't know.
Bryce Young shouldn't start day one in our situation.
And protection is gonna be key with him. I think.
I'm still putting on us to win us the division.
I would too.
I'm on that.
I would too. I would also use a second round pick on to show up your offensive line.
I'm good in the South.
If you know you're gonna take him, I'm taking Young, an offensive lineman, and I'm taking a receiver. That's my targets in the draft.
I think we should get Richardson. I think he fits more of what we like to do offensively as far as running the ball. I think with us trading DJ Moore in that package, I think that pretty much abandons the passing game just for temporarily. Because, like, who is he really going to throw it to? I like Terrence Marshall. I think he has potential, but I didn't see enough to say, hey, the keys are yours, guy.
Yeah, you but know, it's receivers, trade, man. You know, like I said, the league come, they come often. Yeah, receivers really do. And another thing, Carolina was one of the teams to say they would be willing to trade back if they like multiple quarterbacks.
Yeah, who was in the sweepstakes to get Lamar? I don't think he was high, but we were talking.
But to be number one, if you trade back to four and get Richardson, you're going to get something for him. You may could get a receiver.
Yeah, we'll see. We have more time to see what's going on. I got something I wanted to say, but we can say it before we push for time. So yeah, man, that's a wrap on the day, man.
We out of here.